Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are about to listen to a Beyond the Wheel mini pod.
Hey, everybody. Sabrina and I are often asked, why did we choose a Class A RV over other types of RVs? Well, in this mini pod, I'm going to share our thoughts on why the Class A RV was the right choice for us. When Sabrina and I were shopping for an RV, we looked at everything from pop-up campers to diesel pushers and pretty much everything in between. It gets a bit crazy when shopping for an RV because there are so many choices out there, and not just brands, but you have several types of RVs and probably about a million different floor plans. The one thing that helped us stay on track and focused was that we always kept in mind how we were going to use the RV. We knew we would be living in it full time and covering a lot of miles per year because we were using it to crisscross across the country for Sabrina's work. We also knew that we would have our dog with us and that we were not putting anything in storage, so everything we owned needed to fit in the RV for this new journey. When we would tour a new RV, we would kind of play house for as long as we could in that RV. And what I mean by that is we would pretend what it would be like to wake up each morning, get out of bed, imagine what the bathroom use would look like, where do we keep our clothes, what space did we have to get dressed. Then we would, pretend to make meals in the kitchen, where would the silverware go, our spices, our plates, our cookware. By doing a mock day in the RV, we would eliminate RVs really quickly. I mean, if there was no wardrobe space for Sabrina's work clothes, then that RV quickly got taken off the list. RVs that we liked and we thought would work would stay on the list, and we would add what we liked about that particular RV, its strengths and its weaknesses. And yes, we actually had a list, like a paper and pen type of list, because honestly, it was the only way to keep floor plans straight for us. So after a few months of shopping, we had worked it out that we would either need a large towable, a Class C, or a Class A. From there, we decided to only start looking at motorized and stop looking at towables, because it was difficult to find ones that had enough cargo space to carry everything we wanted to bring and still be light enough to tow with our van. And we really didn't want to go out and buy another vehicle just for towing the towable. We also liked the idea of motorized because everything would be self-contained. So if the weather was bad outside when we arrived at our destination, we could easily move into the living space of the RV and just wait out the storm without needing to go outside. Same for the bathroom breaks or stopping for a quick bite. We figured it would be nice to never need to go outside to enter our living space, and the living space would always be kept at a comfortable temperature, so we didn't need to wait for the RV to warm up or cool down for these quick breaks. So then after a few more months of shopping, we decided to look at Class A's only because we felt they offered the most relaxed atmosphere of the motorized RVs. When we walked into a Class A, we felt as if there was plenty of space to move around and with a large windshield let a decent amount of light in compared to the Class C with the cab over bunk. We also found that Class A's typically had larger water tank capacities for the fresh and the holding tanks, and the exterior cargo bays were typically larger, allowing an easy access to move things in and out of them. Overall, we felt we could get a Class A that was under 30 feet that still gave us all the space we needed and then some. One of our goals was to stay under 30 feet so we could get into all the national parks, and so far, this has worked out really well for us. Our favorite way to shop, other than videos on YouTube, was by going to RV shows in person. This let us compare different brands of RVs side by side and very quickly. We would hop in one, make our list about it, then run over to another brand on the showroom floor and do the same. It was great being able to see just about everything that was out there all in one place. When we stepped into a Winnebago 27N, we both said out loud, this could be the one. It was a Class A with a large kitchen, which was very high on my list, a full-size microwave convection oven, full bathroom, large shower, full-size wardrobe closet, plus two mini wardrobe closets, a solid bedroom door, which was also important to us because Sabrina would be working a lot of nights. It had a large TV and a good position from our captain's chairs. It honestly checked all the boxes except for one. It did not have a sofa. It only had a dinette and the captain's chairs for sitting. But we thought that would be enough for just the two of us, and it has been, except for the times that we've had family over to visit us. Now that we had found the floor plan that we liked, and the brand, we decided we better research Winnebago as a manufacturer. At the time, we didn't know anyone who owned a Winnebago, so first we started with the unit at the show itself, opening cabinets, looking to see how things were put together, and looking for any type of reinforcement under countertops. We were pleased with what we could see while looking at the finished product, but wanted a more in-depth look of how it was put together. We found out that Winnebago offered factory tours at their manufacturing plant, so we drove to Forest City, Iowa from Virginia, and went on a tour. We really enjoyed that factory tour. We actually had a lot of fun on the tour, and we learned a lot. But we also appreciated how transparent the company was about their build process. We were also surprised by how much of their RV was built in-house, including the furniture, cabinets, even things like water tanks. Pretty much everything was made there except for the appliances and the chassis. We also found out that Winnebago Class A's were very weather resistant and didn't need things like tank heaters to keep the plumbing and the tanks warm. Basically, as long as we were comfortable inside the RV, so would our plumbing and tanks. Now that we had picked the brand, picked the floor plan, there was only one thing left to do, and that was to find one for sale and buy it. But I think that's a story for another time and another mini pod, which I will call Why We Bought a Used RV Instead of New. I hope you enjoyed this mini pod and that you will take the time to leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. These reviews and ratings really help the podcast get recognized and grow. Take care, all, and safe travels.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.